This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel Saturday recommended the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine, helping clear the way for public health authorities to begin the largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 11-0 to recommend the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech as appropriate for Americans 16 and older. There were three abstentions due to prior conflicts of interest. The CDC is expected to consider and approve the recommendations by the panel in short order. State and local public health authorities will use FDA and CDC guidance as they administer the first doses of the vaccine. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Army General Gus Perna says that's when UPS and FedEx will deliver to nearly 150 locations like hospitals in every state.
Right now, boxes are being packed and loaded with vaccine.
Another 450 sites will get the vaccine on Tuesday and Wednesday. Perna is with Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's vaccine program.
D-Day was the beginning of the end, and that's where we are today.
Perna says local authorities decide who gets the corona vaccine first, but health workers and nursing home residents are being prioritized. Initially, about 3 million shots are expected to be shipped. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington on Saturday to decry the results of the presidential election won by President-elect Joe Biden. The protests come one day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by Trump to throw out election results in four states. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said that economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represented an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned this was not happening fast enough.
So far, the members of the G20 are spending 50% more in their stimulus and rescue packages on sectors linked to fossil fuel production and consumption than on low-carbon energy. And this is unacceptable.
More than 70 world leaders are addressing a one-day virtual gathering aimed at building momentum for much steeper cuts. Diplomats are watching summit speeches for any signs of significantly stronger climate pledges from countries, including China, which surprised many observers by announcing a goal to become carbon neutral by 2060 in September, along with India and Japan. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. The seven Red Cross trucks carried supplies for hospital patients in the Tigrayan capital Mekele, along with blankets, tarpaulins, and other items to help civilians displaced from their homes. Patrick Youssef, the ICRC's Africa director, said the aid was essential, particularly for hospitals and vulnerable people.
Hospitals and primary healthcare centers are seriously hampered in their delivery of services just because they don't have enough material to cope with growing.
The convoy was arranged in coordination with Ethiopian government authorities. It is the first international aid to arrive in Tigray since the conflict erupted almost 6 weeks ago. Iran on Saturday executed an exiled journalist over his online work that helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017, a little more than a year after authorities tricked him into traveling to Iraq, where he was abducted. Ruhollah Zam was one of several opposition figures successfully seized by Iranian intelligence operatives abroad in recent months as Tehran struggles under the weight of U.S. sanctions. Kidnapping and executing Zam, who lives in Paris under what Iran described as French government protection, likely will further chill an already scattered Iranian opposition across the West. It also comes as Tehran tries to pressure France and other European nations over the collapsed atomic accord in the waning days of President Donald Trump's administration. Be sure to log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.